We want to, if you could put the map about North Korea really quick. I'm going to continue to push among you the nations. I don't know what your interest level is. I hope it's heightening. I have a vested interest, and so do you, in the gospel of the kingdom getting to all the nations, because that gets King Jesus back here sooner. And so the nations are not as far away as they used to be because of travel and internet and all that is here. I had the opportunity this last week of meeting with a guy who is part of a ministry called China Harvest, based in Wichita. They've got an office also on the East Coast, and they partner with multiple ministries in China. This guy's 57. He's been to China 40 times, lived there for a year. One time, and is going four times this year. He's taken off in 3 weeks to go back to China, ministering all over, ministering with multiple partners, trying to reach that 1.3 billion people. There's a massive harvest that's happening in China, but a massive harvest in China is still not a drip in the bucket, but it's, you know what I mean? It's significant, but there are so many more to reach, so he's ministering there. But during that talk, I got to hear, and it was the reason I talked to him, about North Korea. I had heard that there was an access into North Korea, that we could get food there and get mission into North Korea right there. If you look up on the internet, most hard places to reach, most antagonistic to the gospel, North Korea will be number one on almost every list that you read. I mean, there's Somalia, and there's Iran, and Iraq, and Syria. I mean, there's some bad places on the planet, but no place is outdoing North Korea in their torture and in their resistance to the gospel. It's unmentionable, literally, of what they're doing to believers in North Korea. There was an eradication in 1950s when the Korean War happened, and it was separated, South Korea. All the believers that were in North Korea fled to South Korea or were annihilated in a genocide of all Christians. It was a brutal deal to where there were literally almost no believers left in the nation. During the time, though, in the last 50, 60 years, the gospel's been working in there, although there's been a brutal attack on all of them, to where now we know, the best we know, there's 100 to 200,000 Christians in North Korea, a country of 22 to 25 million people. That country's falling apart. You're probably seeing it on the news about Kim Jong whoever and Kim Jong whoever, and there's been this series of guys. The young man that's in seems to be in charge is not in charge. The generals are running the country. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on geopolitical stuff, but they all know, and world leaders know, that North Korea is about to implode. Their people are starving to death by the millions. There's rebellion rising up. There's not a real leadership thing. There's a lot of division happening, and it's going to break down. And when it does, there's going to be an influx. A lot of my friends are preparing to flow in there with humanitarian need with food and medicines, and also with the gospel. But until that day, there are some other things happening. We're going to have Steve Miller at New Life Wichita next week. I was telling him over there this morning, he's going to come and visit us, and we're going to pray for him because he's headed to China again. But I hope I don't pop or something here. But along this northern border, that's a river against China and Russia right there. And the starving North Koreans are coming out of there to come into China for some help at various moments, really by large amounts at certain times. And what's happening is there's a word getting out and reputation getting out that if you see a cross, look for the cross, and if you see a cross, it's a mission base, go to it, you'll be fed, you'll be taken care of, given medicines and water, and then they end up discipling them. Half of the North Koreans that are coming across emaciated and starving to these cross mission bases, isn't that cool? Go find the cross and go to it. They are getting saved and receiving the gospel of Jesus Christ. Half of them, at least, are getting saved. And when they go back in, they then are sharing the gospel. So this is an awesome thing. Besides that, they're sending them back in with big bags of rice and various things into this place. Plus, we know of 200 to 300 underground pastors who can literally live with their family on $240 a year. So that's $20 a month they can live, and we've got networks and links into there. When I say we, I mean this guy who's now become a partner and his partner's there. So I have three things I'd like to say to you about this. In number one country resistance to the gospel, there's a couple ways that you could partner with this. Of course you can pray. Please pray. But I had three things that I think I've got those, Dina, of where you can partner. Number one is you can invest in the $7,500 a month need there is to where they're taking literally just money. They're taking money into North Korea and finding places at markets to buy food to feed the starving church. The church there is the worst treated and is starving to death. And for $7,500 a month, they're keeping a ton of the church alive while they're missioning with the gospel. Number two is you could invest in the cross mission bases that are peppered all along the border between North Korea and China. These are bases with multiple different ministries. There's big foundations that have given a lot of money to this. It's not as in dire need as the $7,500 deal, but it's an amazing thing to invest in where North Koreans are getting saved and we get to partner with these guys. Number three is that you could support an underground North Korean pastor. Of the 200 to 300 they know, they've had somebody in some foundation give a bunch of money that has basically paid for half of all that. So for $120, you could complete the support for an underground North Korean pastor. Just one gift during the year, I don't know, add up. That's 10 bucks a month, skip a coffee, and then you give this, and basically to one of these most unreached places, you can help support a pastor guy that is now is making disciples and spreading the church there. I'm very stirred about this every time I hear about it, because the Spirit of God is stirred up about it. The Lord is releasing partners. We met an Iranian guy last week that was undercover, Justin and I and Tim, and spent some time. He's based in Wichita, and he's training people for Muslim ministry. God's getting people into these least reached places. Some of them never come out. They shed their blood, and they're beaten to death, and they're persecuted. But we're having amazing opportunities to partner with these guys in prayer and giving, and also training them to do discipleship, and we plan to spend our lives doing this. But I thought it might be good to present this to you. I'm going to say it again another time. You're going to listen to it one more time, because I think from Kansas, we can impact North Korea, and we can get this place where the enemy, I mean, it's hard enough to get a person saved because of the devil working on their heart to receive Jesus here. Can you imagine? Then you've got a brutal government that's killing everybody that's trying to preach Christianity. So the challenge is even greater there, and God is committed to populating heaven with North Koreans. So we want to give our lives to these kinds of things. Oh, how I long for all new lifers, and I'm not sure if we're recording this. I know we're recording audio. You that'll listen or see this later, who's got folks gone and people that listen to other places, but I so hope that you will be a missional people. You'll live a missional lifestyle, that you won't waste your life just trying to get yours right here, trying to make a little heaven for your family on planet Earth. I hope that he'll give you the privilege, as some do in martyrdom, that you right here can live in a certain kind of martyrdom of sacrificing this thing and that thing, that you might give time and resource into the global invasion of the planet by the gospel of the kingdom. And we are getting partners that are off the chart cool people. Weak, broken, but all-in kind of people. I mean, who gets on a plane and goes 40 times to China? He's got three daughters who have all ended up in Jesus strong. But this guy's just all-in and all-in for North Korea. And he's just a soft-spoken, pray, hear the Holy Spirit kind of guy. God's not looking for dynamic people. He's looking for people that are all in and that are agreeing with his purpose on the planet. So I know that we can harvest that here in Kansas, and you can be part of something great as the Lord brings his kingdom. So let's pray for North Korea. Father, in Jesus' name, we here in Kansas, this little band of disciples, right now exercise the power of agreement in Jesus' name. And we ask all the way across the world, would you empower the missionaries and missionary bases that are giving their lives and risking their lives for the sake of King Jesus? Father, I pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to fill them. I pray for supernatural provision. Touch millionaires and widows alike. And give. I pray that there be supernatural resource brought in for the sake of the kingdom of God's advance in North Korea. Father, we pray that you would harvest North Korea for your glory. We pray that you touch our hearts. There's nothing impossible with God. The challenge that it's the hardest place, something should rise in our hearts. We thank you that you are getting into the hardest places. And we pray, Father, you protect those that are in prison. I pray for angels, like when Peter was released from prison. May supernatural deliverances come, where people they get out of captivity. But for those that are not going to get out of captivity, give them endurance for martyrdom and for suffering without denying your name. We don't even know literally how to relate to that, but we're asking you to do this. And Father, we're asking that millions would be saved, that you would populate heaven with North Koreans for the glory of your name. And we thank you, Father, for your heart for this area. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Great. I will send you some more information about that, and I pray that you're able to pray. And if you would like to partner in giving in a very practical way, by the way, the place we give has a policy, 100% of the money goes to that. If you give 120, it's not like 100 is going to go and 20 for administration. Every penny will go to there. They all raise their support and give all their money to that place. So Amy and I plan on participating in this, and we wanted to make that opportunity open to you. If you turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 18,